way you do it. You play the guitar on MTV. That ain't working, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your cheeks for free. Now that ain't working, that's the way you do it. Let me tell you, them guys ain't dumb. Maybe get a blister on your little finger. Maybe get a blister on your thumb. We got to install microwave ovens, custom kitchen deliveries. We got to move these refrigerators. We got to move these color TVs. The little faggot with the earring and the makeup. Yeah, buddy, that's his own hair. The little faggot got his own jet airplane. The little faggot, he's a millionaire. We got to install microwave ovens, custom kitchen deliveries. We got to move these refrigerators. We got to move these color TVs.
Every time I forget about the stupid plug. Yeah.
Good old now would be a good time to plug new power supply.
Yeah. hey everybody, it's Thursday, and I'm Jake, and this is Hot Stuff and Riff.
Hello.
Hi.
I like it when it's just the three of us, guys. It's more intimate. It reminds me of our halcyon days of youth and
some sort of
Rugged Ridge.
Séance et toi.
Like where we talked to three ghosts.
Yeah.
Is that what Ebenezer Scrooge was having?
Wait, his nephews were all ghosts?
Yeah.
Wow, who knew? I'm thinking of Scrooge McDuck.
Right.
If so I watched a ghost, it'd be easier to swim through all that money.
For my birthday, I got that Twilight Zone collection, and I only just today watched the very first episode of the Twilight Zone. It's about a guy having this hallucination, and he talks about that part of A Christmas Story where he's all, "You're just a bit of beef, a spot of mustard, a piece of
undigested potato."
Yeah.
That's your story? What happened?
it turns out they were testing the he was in kind of a sensory deprivation chamber that was a simulator of what it would be like to actually go on a moon landing.
Oh.
Yeah. Which I thought was fascinating, you know, because
they thought people would go crazy.
11 years before a moon landing. Yeah, just isolation. They felt that isation would cause people to, you know, that was the premise of the episode, at least, was isolation within, you know, it was like 484 hours, and the last 20 minutes he went nuts, apparently. So, 483 hours and 40 minutes. Is how long they expected people to be able to deal with.
The absolute blackness of space.
Sitting in a tin can miles above the Earth.
Huh.
Yep. But that's what the first episode of The Twilight Zone was about. I'm hoping to give you guys a play-by-play on every episode.
Nice.
I honestly thought about taking notes on every episode that I watched.
And then blogging them?
No. I wouldn't want to blog them. It's just the... I really like that... I said this as a throwaway joke when we were doing the Star Trek experience at the Hilton, which
yeah.
I'm glad that we did that because they've apparently shut it down, or at least they're going to shut it down. The idea that the way that we would generate the content for the space game would be by watching every episode of the original Star Trek and creating a set of NPCs or a scenario or a quest based on a parody of that episode.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, and so then I thought, like, it'd be neat to do, like, a Twilight Zone kind of thing like that, too, where yeah. if I actually was able to sort of, like, refresh my memory, although, basically, making bookmarks to Wikipedia entries about
right.
individual episodes of the Twilight Zone would be just as good or better. But what I wanted to do was I wanted to print out, like, a checklist of ones that I'd actually seen, because it's going to take me years to get through all these, right? And I didn't want to, you know, be fucking around and missing a bunch of them if I didn't keep careful enough track of which ones I'd watched.
Huh.
So then I thought, well, if I'm going to print out a checklist anyway, I might as well print out a checklist with space for me to write notes about them. And then I can only ever watch them in a place where I have my clipboard handy.
I was going to say that I feel like... a DVD player that just remembered where you were on the disc if you just hit play all every time and just watch them.
But...
all.
Oh, you mean it remembered after taking the disc out and putting it back in?
Yeah, I mean, like, my computer does that by default.
You got one of them Fancy Macs, though.
That's true.
I went to high school with a guy named Fancy Max. Really, his name was just Max. He was a Mormon who was real into D&D. What do you do? He had to stop playing D&D.
I think his parents would have refused to have him.
He had to stop playing D&D when he went on his mission. That was the disappointing thing. I would run into people that I used to, like, you know, talk about video games and role playing games with in high school, and they all got normal at an alarmingly fast rate after high school.
Huh.
The people who didn't leave town, they
just because of the, like, just social pressures.
Yeah. Well, I would imagine just the pressures of, like, oh well, okay. Now that high school's over, I guess my adult life starts and I have adult responsibilities now, you know. Good thing I never did that. I feel like one of the hallmarks of the people that I know and respect now is that they never really grew up.
It's growing up is for suckers.
That rollover has died.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have access to the, whatchamacallit?
I do not believe I do.
Huh. Yeah, it looks like it did die 15 minutes after it started.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Well, should have listened to the rest of that Dire Straits song after all. Well, son of a bitch, kids. I'll play some music. And sorry, it's going to be some more Dire Straits, because that's what I have handy. Sorry about this. Be back in a few.
In the dark, it's raining in the park. But meantime, sound of the river, you're stopping your whole everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. Step inside, but you don't see too many faces. Coming in out of the rain, they hear the jazz go down. Competition in other places. But the horns, they blowing that sound. Way on down south. Way on down south, London town. Check out Guitar George. He knows all the chords. The any Strictly Rhythm, he doesn't want to make it cry or sing. If any no guitar is all he can afford, when he gets up under the lights, play his bass. We'll be right back.
walk on line. And if you do the walk on line.
Take it out. far away from you.
Aha! Hey, some radio technical difficulties to go with our rollover technical difficulties. Hey, at least I forgot to plug in the power on the laptop while I was fucking with all that.
That's cool.
So, I believe that it's still fucking broken. Alright. I'm gonna go to one more song, although I think I'm as sick of Dire Straits as everybody else is. Play this song, even though we just heard it on the Monday show. All right,
sorry, everybody.
I had the ship till it all got smoke. I kept the promise till the vow got broke. I had to drink from the laughing cup. Stood on the banks till the river rose up. I saw the bride in her wedding gown. I was in the house when the house burned down. I may be old and I may be bent, but I had the money till it all got spent. I had the money till they made me pay, and I had the sense to be on my way.
See if that does it. I said to Geth, I'm nervous about updating the OS on dev. And he said, you got nothing to worry about, man. Everything's going to be fine. And I said, I don't know, Geth. I'm pretty fucking nervous. I have a feeling that this is going to be a giant clusterfuck for like a week where every goddamn night I have to babysit rollover because of some fucked up, retarded default behavior in the new PHP. Tonight, this was. I'm going to blame this one on CD Moyer. Well, okay. So there was this file full of. There's an include file that all it does is connect to the database. It's not associated with a login session or anything. basically, for any script that we need to run, like from the command line or any script that cron needs to run, there is a set of functions to connect to the database servers without having to be logged into the game.
Can you reboot the mall table?
Who fucking knows if that's even going to work? Update names.sh. I don't know if that's actually going to fix the...
It might just be permanently that way.
Raffle House readout, yeah. But you know what? No, it will. It will. Anyway, so what happened is we thought that that was just a flat include file, but it turns out it wasn't. It turns out doing a rebuild of every script wiped out the changes that we made in order to fix these fucking lost connection problems. And it made it so...
Wait, it wiped out?
It removed the changes. It was a really simple change, but it eliminated those changes, and it made it so trying to reconnect to the database after losing... Okay, so if we spend 5 minutes doing something on DB1, the script loses its connection to DB2. Calling the function to try and reconnect to DB2 returns the... If it detects that you have ever been connected to the database server, this is the new behavior of PHP in this version. If it detects that you've ever been connected to the database, it just returns a link to the fucking resource identifier of that connection to that database, regardless of whether it's working or not. And then when you try to do something with it, it causes the script to fucking error out and stop running. So there is an argument that you can pass it, which is like, hey, MySQL connect function, I actually want you to connect to the fucking database. Really, for serious. If I put a true in this field, that means that I truly and sincerely want you to connect to the goddamn database server, please. So anyway, we're having to do that. If you don't pass it that, our function, because it runs the connection and then tries to select the proper database, you know, use the database that contains the Kingdom of Loathing data this time, just for kicks. Then it's like, what are you talking about? I'm not connected to a database, even though you just told me to connect to it. Anyway, who knows what's fucked up after this bullshit
so
tonight.
We just had another rollover that was like the first one, then, basically.
Yeah. Although...
We can fix it.
Some stuff... Yeah, we can. Some stuff on DB2 worked. Because I skipped that connection step the first time, or else it ran after... Well, no, it would have pulled the include file before CD Moyer actually fixed it. Frustrating. Oh, well, I didn't have anything to do this weekend. I actually didn't have anything to do this weekend. But I'd really rather not have to constantly be sitting at a computer or, in the case of last night, fucking drive to one real fast every time rollover runs.
Yeah, having to leave trivia to fix... problems.
Don't worry, he said. It'll be fine, he said. You know, and he's usually right. Every time I'm nervous about something, he's like, nope, I'm on top of it, and this is why. But this was a problem with the fucking app, you know? This is not something that he could have anticipated or really done anything about. Hey, it's 9:30. You want to answer some fucking questions?
I guess.
Dr. Jones says, when I try to use my Hades map, I get a blank white screen. Is the pagoda still attainable? Yeah, that was a problem with JLE whined enough about the map not working if you had the Heavy Metal Thunder guitar equipped.
Oh, right.
But I made that change real quick, and I didn't realize that it was calling Gott's item. No, Hold's item is what I changed it to call. And because... The inventory use script didn't actually know the Hold's item function. Like, what are you talking about? But for some reason, it only happened when you actually tried to call the function rather than... I don't know. You know what? I guess that's how it works all the time. And it just didn't come up. I put in dev, hey, I made this change. Somebody want to test it? And then I looked through, and a few days later, nobody had said it didn't work, so I assumed that it did. I prefer a loose interpretation of... testing responses.
Right.
If they don't say it's broken, that must mean it's fixed. By that logic, all I would have to do would be to, like, ban everyone in dev, and there would never be any more bugs. You know what? I'm going to do that.
All right.
But I'm going to start with JLE and probably run out of steam pretty quick.
Aw.
I know. Now, you know what? We pulled him in there to be a curmudgeon. We wanted a no-man. Like
that island.
Like Ulysses and the Cyclops, you know. Anyway, that got fixed. the Hades map thing. So sorry to anyone to whom that happened. Ziltank says, using items from chat, very cool. Now could we have a slash chat command so that we can use that window to talk to people? another person asking about the clockwork bartenders not working. I should really do that. Bruja Hermosa says, why does the starfish need the bathysphere equipped to breathe? It would seem that it would be like the emo squid in Barnacle, Bio 101 and whatnot. Really? In Bio 101, did you you studied animals that were made out of stars and lines? Really? You know you know how those work on a biological level, do you? You shouldn't be able to take it down there. Really, what you have to do...
It should just evaporate the entire
ocean. That's why it has to be in the bathysphere, because if you took it down there without the bathysphere on, it would boil the entire ocean instantly.
But it doesn't bother your other familiars in Terrarium.
No, because it's up in the air. As long as stars are up in the air, they don't have any power. It's when they get close to the ground or underwater.
In the air.
Well, it's when they're on the ground. Then they start setting things on fire.
I see.
Yeah.
You had a weird science class when you were in high school.
I know. Fineldar says, you guys have a Twitter? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, I could see if any of us individually have had a Twitter, you could say, what the fuck is wrong with you? Hot stuff. Because it would be hot stuff if it was anybody. We decided as
you
an
say
experiment.
That.
No, I know. I do say that. Well, I say enjoy. Though I'm glad you like Darth Marenghi's Dark Place, he says. Darth Marenghi's Dark Place is pretty fucking
good. Yeah, it is pretty good.
Although I've seen the first episode like 5 times, and I've never made it through all 6 of them.
I think we watched the first 2 that first night. I don't know if you ever watched any more.
Yeah, I definitely had. The other tended to like either be really drunk or get stoned before we watched them, so I never really like remember. This was a long time ago when our buddy dropped off the DVD that I think was just burned from YouTube.
Huh.
Yeah. It's very strange. It wouldn't even play in my Xbox, so we always had to watch it in the bedroom DVD player. So that was Fineldar's question. Furtive Muffin says, in Chrome, if I try to add multiple items to my store, all drop-down menus after the first will be by item number. Seal Clubbing Club first, Behold Bedsheet last. This makes it kind of hard to put what I want in my store. I don't know if there's anything you can do or if Chrome's just like that, but if it could be fixed, that'd be great. I would suggest using a real browser...
That is a weird behavior.
Well, it's not, though. The list comes out like that, and then it gets sorted in JavaScript for... I don't know why it would only happen on subsequent ones, though.
And also...
Here's what might happen.
The first one is like a real list or something?
No, the first one gets sorted by JavaScript, and then there is something else that causes JavaScript to stop running on the page. Maybe there is something else that causes the JavaScript interpreter on Chrome to error out.
Huh.
So then when you generate a new list and it tries to run that code on the array again, it does not run. I don't know. Yeah. I have not used Chrome at all. My wife... kept trying to convince me to use it, and then there were a couple times when she just would complain about something that it didn't do, and then I was like, yeah, I'm not gonna use it.
Why switch from like something that you're very happy with and that you know to a new technology?
The thing is, you're eventually gonna have to leave. You're eventually gonna have to leave Firefox, right? Because it's it is heading down the fucking Internet Explorer and Netscape road, where it's gonna end up with. You know, we don't want to upgrade to Firefox 3.
You say, well, right, you say you have to stop using Firefox, but I never started using Firefox.
Oh, right. You use
Safari.
That happy, crappy
Safari
Apple
is a great browser. It is a great browser.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
You should do a testimonial and then see if they'll send you a Safari hat.
then I could say, Safari is a great hat.
And give you a bonus against lions.
I would. Idrukamajak says, please do not take this as a demand. This is just for curiosity's sake. Are there any plans for any other elemental-based skill sets like Spooky Raven? It'd be neat, but I don't know. You know?
We don't really have any... Well, I guess we kind of do have some other zones that are elementally based like that, but none...
Remember when
we were going to
expand Sleazy Back Alley into a crazy place called Hobopolis?
Yeah.
We could have had some sleaze skills.
Maybe if we do that one thing that keeps coming up.
With the attendance?
It's like the third or fourth thing on that list there that's behind Thomas Jefferson. Maybe.
The list that we go to avoid spoiling.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not nothing.
Yeah, you know, people are going to see it when the documentary comes out.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if he actually is editing out spoilery stuff on the whiteboard or not.
I think he said...
He was making fun of us for it still not being done, but... Yeah. It's all Riff's fault. Everything on this whiteboard is shit that's Riff's... That whiteboard is Riff's to-do list, and it's just, you know...
He's making his way through it.
Yeah, it's...
If only Play World of Warcraft weren't written on there 5,000 times, it would be a lot easier for him to get to the other...
If only Wrath weren't coming out in 2 weeks, the day before my birthday.
That's what I'm worried about, Are you disappearing? Like...
I'll be here.
If it's anything like when the first World of Warcraft expansion came out, yes, I would imagine that he will just goddamn vanish up his own ass for like 3 weeks. Hot stuff.
I worked during the day and then played World of Warcraft at night and then just didn't sleep.
That's true. You were always too tired to actually go out and look at things in London that were outside.
I've been there like 3 times before.
That's probably what will happen to me, at least like after the first couple of days, because I'll start feeling guilty about not having done any work. Guilt is a powerful motivator.
Guilt is our only tool.
Yeah.
Gotmilk2 says, will there ever be a rollover damage for the katana, and if yes, when? Yeah, I was actually thinking about making it so if you have the katana equipped, you take 200 damage at rollover. Oh, wait, is that not what you meant? That's probably not what he meant. I'm going to put that in my little to-do list, which is getting longer and longer without me having actually done anything on it. I think that it is probably only going to be about another hour of work to get the third underwater zone rolled out tomorrow. So I can do that first thing tomorrow.
Okay.
If I make it here.
There's like an hour and a half or 2 hours, I think. But
okay. Well, anyway.
Yeah.
You have to make me a burrito for lunch so that I can continue working. you have to put it in the blender.
You're a burrito.
For lunch, I was a burrito. Then you have to blend it up and feed it to me intravenously so that I can continue to clickety clack typeety type. To get that zone.
He could coat it in wax and make you a burrito suppository.
He wouldn't have to coat it in wax at this point. You see what I did? The self-deprecating goat set. Of the Hill People says, hey, if I combine the hairy staff and the cactus fruit, is this win? Because everybody says the cactus fruit picture looks like a nutsack, and so I guess the cactus bud looks like a nutsack with a little eye on it.
Actually, the cactus bud looks to me like, because like the little spines look like legs and arms and eyebrows, and the dot of the eye looks so like a little screaming mouth.
Ignignocked.
Yeah, it does.
It's weird. I don't think I ever would have seen that, but once you said that the spines were arms and legs, I imagined. I'm like, oh yeah, I could see you. Yeah. That looked like Ignignocked. Wow, sorry. The way that this table is set up, the weight of the cord keeps pulling the mic cable out, and I'm really sorry because that sounded fucking terrible when I heard it the first time.
This is called professional radio.
Yeah. Have you not looked into getting headset condenser mics, the real ones?
I haven't found any yet. I haven't spent a lot of time looking.
We should go see that band where the lead singer was that girl playing the drums, because they were good.
They were okay.
No, they weren't.
They were okay.
They were terrible.
I don't even remember what they were called.
I don't either. We could ask Aaron, who he played with that night. Or was that a minibus show?
That was a Black Carl show.
We could ask Ian. They were probably also drunk that they don't remember.
I like how your algorithms for coming up with band name stickers were to take local bands that you know from here and like.
Yeah.
Algorithmize their names.
Yeah, so we know some people in this band called Black Carl, so one of the band name generator things in the Rock Band sticker description. Nobody's really talked about that. I don't know that people are just sitting there giggling refreshing. And refreshing that item description the way that I think you could look at it once and it would just seem like we'd written something.
Wow, that's true.
You know, so, and maybe you would never look at the description a second time. Yeah. So anyway, we have friends in a band called Black Carl. So Color Man's First Name is one of them. And there's this band. Never heard them because I can't get past
they
their
are
name.
Terrible.
Are they?
Yeah.
It's a band called What Laura Thinks Sees and Feels.
Yeah. Ugh.
So we did what name verbs and verbs. But then I did like adjective noun in the Neutral Milk Hotel vein.
Right.
And the nouns, and then a small chance of them being the nouns in stereo.
Excellent.
And then animal name or object, and then a number between 1 and 69. Because Eiffel 65 and, you know, Maroon 5. That's a band we want to...
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's how I feel about the fact that the cactus fruit looks like a nutsack. I love following our trains of thought back in my head.
Right.
I really don't. GigaShadow555 says, "Hey, Jick, you mentioned you listen to One Up Yours, a podcast I very much enjoy. What other podcasts do you listen to?" Yeah, see, I would like to ask this of anyone else who listens to One Up Yours and enjoys it, because I listen to a dozen or so podcasts that I thought would be interesting, and they were just invariably terrible. The only other one that I found that consistently enjoyable is the
Blizzcast.
Another one with that same guy,
oh.
The Retronauts. It's another One Up podcast, but it's about old games and like re-releases of old games on new systems.
You've said the Blizzcast was okay.
Oh, Blizzcast is very good, but like everything else out of Blizzard, they do one episode every X months, where X is however many fucking months they feel like waiting until.
So that's good.
Yeah. No. So yeah, Blizzcast is good, but they only talk about, you know, World of Warcraft and StarCraft.
Oh, okay.
And Diablo, I guess. So it's of relatively limited interest.
It's interesting that they basically seem to have said that, you know, Warcraft is not going to be ever another RTS. Like, their RTS is going to be
StarCraft,
and their MMORPG is going to be WoW, and I guess I don't know what Diablo is considered.
I mean, Diablo's just a single-player RPG, right?
But it's not. It's multiplayer.
Well, it's not...
It's not massive.
It's not really MMO. It's kind of MMO in the same way that KOL is to a certain extent, right? Because there's an economy. You can't play together in KOL the way you can in Diablo, right? So it's you can play it single player and just be connected at the economy.
Right.
I mean, that's the way I played Diablo 2. I never played with other people because I didn't want them snagging my fat loot. I'm glad that in Diablo 3 they
assigned actual loot.
They assign loot to people, yeah. So that everybody can get something cool from killing a boss, and that nobody can gaffle your cool shit just by having a xenophobe finger. Dr. Van Venmojo says, "My recollection is that you guys tend to do a Feast of Boris on Thanksgiving unless it's a stat day, and then when it is on a stat day on Thanksgiving, you move the Feast of Boris a bit." I don't remember ever, like, moving it a bit.
Yeah. It's sort of, I feel like if we think of it, it happens, and if not...
Is Thanksgiving a stat day this year?
I don't remember.
If only we had some sort of calendar where we could quickly quickly check things like that. Terry On says, "Last Thanksgiving of 2007 was the first year there was a Feast of Boris. There had not been previously." Yeah. Skilled says, "Apples could zap to Microsoft's." Emiliana says, "Will there ever be tattoos for wearing the Halloween hats?" No. Just like there will never be tattoos for wearing the Comic-Con masks and any other thing. Anything where a single item changes your avatar, there's not going to be a tattoo for it.
Right.
I don't think we're ever going to do a single item outfit, because that would just... That
be all kinds of screwy.
Yeah. It wouldn't really break anything, but...
You'd be able to wear two outfits at the same time. I guess can you currently do that legally? Or did we fix that?
Yeah, I believe so. I believe there's the one of the hobo outfits that you can wear at the same time as the Andorian finery.
Huh.
And, you know, it only the one with the higher number counts, I think.
I see.
For anything important, so... It's just it's a little goofy that you've got both of them on at once. You know,
yeah.
We definitely did not mean for that to be able to happen. We got to figure out what to do about the finery, because I feel like we're going to piss a lot of people off if we make the sword two-handed, because that fucking extra non-combat that how the fuck did that get there is something that a lot of people are really excited about and use.
Yeah.
Apparently strategically. So
I mean, I'm guessing that Xenophobe just put it there.
You think?
Yeah.
I guess I mean, I might have done it, right? Like, we might have done it and then just forgotten about it, and then when we said, okay, how many more places do we have where we can add some plus non-combat, we just didn't think of that one. I do not know.
I don't know.
Platypus Avenue says, the KOL economy functions with no help at all from those in power. Do you admit to being capitalist pigs? I wouldn't say that it functions with no help from those in power. We do all kinds of stuff to get money moving around.
I.e. the raffle.
Yeah, like the raffle, for instance, is a way to, you know, every raffle so far, even though there are, you know, millions of tickets being bought, somebody wins with 100 tickets. And when we were raffling off all of the, like, repossessed rare items, frequently somebody would win with a single ticket. It happened often enough that it was like, hey, another person won with a single ticket. And, you know, it happened often enough that we noticed it when it happened, which that actually sort of means it didn't happen all that often.
It happened at least three times.
At least three times that I can remember.
Yeah.
So, the Raffle House is a potential serious redistribution of wealth thing. Any rare items are kind of, you know, we do that a lot of the time with an eye towards it being a tool for redistribution of wealth. The semi-rares were entirely conceived as a way to do that. And I feel like they kind of work. Because, I mean, I feel like you can make, you know, it's probably not the best thing to do, but for somebody who's not really trying,
you can supplement your income pretty.
You can supplement your income by popping over to the knob for all of your semi-rares, or every other one. So yeah, but yeah, I'm a capitalist. I'm a capitalist pig. I'm actually a socialist. We decided that at the bar that if Obama won, that we had to have a communist terrorist round of Irish car bombs. and then it was suggested that whoever at the table had the most money had to pay for them and then distribute them to everyone else. Comrades. From each according to his ability and to each according to his needs. Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
The South Park about the election was pretty stupid.
Really?
Yeah, there were some funny bits. They must have made two versions of the show. Right, and there were scenes that had to vary depending on who won.
Did they? I mean, do you think that people were in any doubt that Obama was going to lose, was going to win, or like what? Like,
I don't think really, but it would have sucked for them to just not be able to do a show chance that McCain had won. Anyway, so it was the premise was that they had, you know, 10 years ago they had both decided that they were going to run for president because they were actually the sort of two principals of like an Ocean's 11 style thief club, and it was just, they had to, one of them had to become president so that they could get into the escape tunnel from the Oval Office to outside of D.C. that ran under where the Hope Diamond was stored in one of the Smithsonian's. So, and Sarah Palin was like the computer expert, and yeah. And then they all faked their own deaths. But then at the end, Obama decided, you know what? I think I'm going to not go to Tahiti with you guys and actually be president.
I see.
Yeah. It was good. And Michelle Obama, who was his fake, she was in charge of the, like, laser security grid or whatever, just pretending to be his wife. Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Okay, you'd think, yeah, but it just wasn't very funny.
Really? That's sad.
They had to distract everybody with Obama fever, and all the McCain supporters were killing themselves. Yeah. You know, now that I talk about it, and it sounds pretty funny, but it wasn't that great to watch. I don't know. Johnny says, hi, JNS. I made a documentary on Harry Potter fans called We Are Wizards, and I'm sending it over to the Asymmetric offices. Sweet. Stargazer67 says, the podcast issues were mostly mine. Modem dropped out briefly. Also, the podcast is going to be moving hosts and domains probably Wednesday. We'll update the link in my profile, Game and Forum. Okay, sweet. It'll automatically update. I think I had read about what she was doing. It's if you're getting it from iTunes, it'll just, she's already told it where the new one is. So yeah, I would also suggest listening to the 120 Minutes with Jeff and Mr. Spellhead podcast. I enjoy that one. Dr. Van Van Mojo says, is just me or is the firing frequency for the cymbal syrup effect much lower than the one for jazz soap? Every time I use it, I'm disappointed in how rarely it fires. I think that cymbal syrup is better firing less frequently because the times when it syncs up are a lot bigger deal and a lot funnier. Because jazz hands is something that it's funny to just do over and over and over again.
Jazz hands.
That song that Disco Banjo knew this guy named Jocko, and he wrote this whole song about if Jocko ever opened a Mexican restaurant.
Oh yeah,
the theme song that he would sing for Jocko's commercials.
Jocko,
come and buy a burrito from Jocko. He's a guy who won't shit in your taco, but he might take a dump in your socko. So don't take off your shoes in the store. And then it ended with S-O-C-K-S.
Jazz.
It's a fucking amazing song. Disco Banjo's a funny dude.
He is.
He hardly ever says things out loud, but you know that it must be real funny inside his head. Let's see. Johnny says, it's got a lot of Brad Neely. He made the Washington rap and Wizard People, dear reader. I hope you like it. I pee on your floor, Jick. That's what your wife is complaining about. That's probably going to be totally out of context by the time you get it.
Yeah, I don't get that at all.
I see. Because I was talking about how my bathroom is carpeted. That somebody managed to spawn a 5-minute conversation between me and Scully about our bathrooms and the relative merits of carpeted versus tiled bathrooms.
I feel like carpeted bathrooms are a bad idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess they're slightly warmer.
But that's true. That's true because you don't wake up in the morning and be like, "Damn."
You could have heated floorboards though. Those are nice. Like houses with heated flooring.
I feel like that's a little too ostentatious for.
It doesn't have to be.
I guess. It's like heated seats in your car. I would never want that. Not because it wouldn't be nice. First of all, it's fucking never that cold here.
You say that, and it's not even winter, and it's already kind of chilly.
Yeah.
At night.
I think it is winter.
It's getting down to the 50s in the evenings.
Captain Kirk says, do you know if any famous people play KOL? Well, I've heard that James Tiberius Kirk plays.
And Bob Hope's lesbian golf cart?
Yeah, Bob Hope's lesbian golf cart plays. That thing was pretty famous. I'm a little worried about how Captain Kirk is going to handle the upcoming Kobayashi Maru quest that we put in.
Hacks our server.
Yeah, he's going to be the only one that gets the quest reward. Man, that's like two Star Wars. Ugh, now I have to punch myself in the dick. It's like two Star Trek jokes in one day.
Cory Doctorow played for a while.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Right.
He's famous. Next one says, hey, sorry, Jake, I actually enjoy your artwork a lot. I was just joshing you the other night. You're still old, though. The Logman says, update today was amazing. The mall update is very useful and time-saving, and the / eat and / drink commands are great fun. Really appreciate these little updates. They show you care. They show that C.D. Moyer cares. I give a fuck about chat command updates. That isn't true. I was excited about outfit when I did that one. It's the black sheep now. It's the one that doesn't do the fuzzy pattern matching and everything else. I had him add that to my tools. Now when I give myself items, I don't have to type the name of the item exactly correctly.
Nice.
That'll be awesome. And when I send items to other people, it'll pattern match and just send them some random shit. Here you go. Here's every ultra rare. Because I have this one item that
is
just when you use, it just gives you every ultra rare. That's totally not true. I do not have that for any reason at all. Have my test case.
That is true.
That would be rough if somebody got a hold of one of those. Because they would never know what the fuck it was going to do.
Yeah.
But it's usually, you know, plus 100,000% item drops and plus 1,000% non-combat.
It's plus 10,000 hit points right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's always, yeah, because I don't like getting killed when I'm trying to test fights. The Logman says, anticipating the sticker tome, like most everyone else, will it make hardcore easier? You tell me. Spiforker says, possibility of a Feast of Boris ultra or semi-rare? That'd be brutal. A semi-rare that you had, an ultra-rare that you had to get on Feast of Boris on an encounter that was going to be a Feast of Boris monster.
If there was some way for players to know when they were going to have... Exactly when they were going to have the Feast of Boris encounters.
Well, for a semi-rare, I don't like that. But ultra-rare, I mean, still wouldn't matter.
Well, not the ultra-rare, but like I'm thinking semi-rares. That'd be tricky.
Those should be unpredictable, though, I feel. Especially since I'm using that mechanic for something that I definitely want to be unpredictable.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Bobulus says, the server was running like total ass today. Any big changes on the way? I don't know what the fuck was going on. It was fine from here.
Kind of.
And it was happening to the web servers and dev and the forums, which is the weird thing.
Right.
The forums are totally self-contained.
Independent of the database.
Yeah. They have their own database and their own copy of Apache. There's no connection there. So if you're getting bad performance on the game and on the forums, it means that there's something wrong with the internet, not that there's something wrong with our...
I mean, I think it's probably likely that it's our provider that's having some weird...
Yeah. There were a bunch of backbone issues with one of the backbone providers, like level 3 was having some kind of problems. I don't know if that had anything to do with what...
Because they have direct... we talked about this a long time ago, but I mean, some of their setup is kind of awesome, where they have direct ties to each of the backbone providers, and they have super smart routers that determine where your originating packet is coming from, like which provider you're on, and will send it back out on that provider, as opposed to trying to route it through sort of the standard route.
Yeah. So, no, our data center's fucking serious.
Yeah. So, normally it's really great, and I don't know why things are all screwy. I guess if there was a problem with a particular provider, that would make it worse.
Let's see. Phil Fusilli says, is there anything you guys have left out of the game due to copyright concerns? I don't think so. I mean, I think if we're really concerned about copyright, we just hyper-parodize whatever it is that we're putting in. I mean, we elected not to do Spencer's Tome of Tasteful Gifts, right? Because that was a little too...
Right.
But we did do McPhee's Grimoire. So,
right.
Yeah, I don't know. Pantsla says, by the way, I'm digging the acapella. Keep sending in things like that so that Mr. Skullhead sees that other people like things that are not mashups. I could get into there being acapella songs on every Monday radio show. Because I like some acapella covers of pop songs. It's one of those things that only nerds like, and I don't understand why that is.
You guys still haven't implemented the Basho's box tops.
I know. That's what Ted the Red says. So can we send in our Basho's box tops in 2 weeks now? Yes. The longer we go, the more disappointing it's going to be to everyone. Unless what you get for your Basho's box top is like a familiar equivalent to like the llama. Riff, get on that.
It could be a little package of box tops. They just send you more box tops.
From somebody else. It's like some sort of exchange program. They're from some kid in some foreign country.
Just a chain letter. You send in 20 box tops, and 4 weeks later, you get 400 box tops in the mail. GigaShadow555 says, so, Jick, what happened with that scorpion infestation at your house? Let me tell you a quick story about what my night was like. Went to sleep at about midnight. My wife wakes me up at 4:30 saying, the doorbell just rang. I'm like, really? She was like, yeah. And then the doorbell rang again. Went downstairs, and it was
a giant scorpion!
Yeah, it was a giant scorpion. I'm like, what the fuck? It was a cop, and the cop was like, did you know that your garage door is open? I'm like, no, thank you.
And your car has been eaten by a giant scorpion!
Yeah. No, my car had been replaced by a giant scorpion. And then I got up this morning, and I went to get in my car, and I just got stung by a giant scorpion. Finally was able to get back to sleep, you know, an hour after that or whatever. Because I can't get back to sleep easily if I wake up. And
are accosted by the police.
Yeah. So then 8 o'clock, my wife wakes me up. I need your help. And there was a huge scorpion on the wall right above my computer desk, which is only the second one we've seen upstairs. And the two that we have found upstairs were like 6 inches from the toilet. Son of a bitch. And another one right above my computer desk, where I'm always shuffling my feet around barefoot in a darkened area that I can't see. So I'm stoked about that. We found hardly any scorpions outside this year. I think the combination of fairly judicious pest control and scorpion hunts really cut down the population. And the fact that we live in the house now, you know, just and that we have cats means that there are fewer in there. Yeah. Pantsless says, can you believe Obama murdering his own grandmother just to win the election? Black people will do anything. So yes, I can. I can believe it.
Yes, we can.
Red Noodle says, Tone's description in the bookshelf says 3 times per day. Well, that's the truth. I think this was in between the time when it rolled out.
Yeah.
Southwest said, would it be unnecessarily OCD to request that a new category of items that are made for quest-like items that have nothing to do with quests? I can see that. We do tend to use quest item as a mechanic.
Yeah. What would we call it?
I don't know. Items that disappear when you ascend. Lifetime warrant, single lifetime warranty items. Cloud Strife says, can we get more creative messages when our sticker falls off? Such as, you farted so hard, the stench curled the stickers off your sword, you shouldn't have had that burrito. Well, I don't think we can... I don't think we'll have creative ones like that.
Yeah. We had a few in dev chat recently.
Did we? I totally forgot about that. I never even looked at that code. I think it was probably just the totally straightforward placeholder text that C.D. Moyer put in when he coded that up.
I think he replaced it with what you had suggested, Riff.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oh no, another putt says, when people fight Dr. Awkward, is there anything on your end that keeps statistics on which of the 3 choices to enter the fight people choose? No, I have to imagine that it's almost always the Eva, can I stack rods, sad dork-ass cat in a cave.
I love that one.
Gavisi says, can the rock band sticker give +20 melee damage and +20 spell damage? This and the prismatic sticker are useless for mist classes. Yes it can, and now it does.
I'm leaning more and more towards putting some interesting spell damage thing on there to make it...
On the prismatic one?
Yeah. Because if we make that the, like, a better sticker for spell damage, then the other one is both useful for melee and mist classes, but it does more damage, it always does more damage than the prismatic one. And then that one, the prismatic one, can be primarily for the spell damage that it would do.
I mean, we could make it +30% spell damage, or...
Yeah, some percent spell damage is what I was thinking. I don't know if it needs to be that high, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be pretty trivial to change that. Actually, it would not be trivial. It would be less trivial to change that than it would be to change any other enchantment on any other item in the game. But
right.
It's still definitely possible. The Kthreven says, please, please don't create any sort of chat support for emoticons. I'm not saying I don't use them, but I can't stand how things like AIM turn them into gay fucking smileys. Yeah, I hate that, too.
What does it mean for chat support? Like,
he doesn't want me to put something in that converts colon parenthesis into, like, a graphic of a smiley face.
God.
Fuck no, I'm
That's
never going to do
anything.
Oh, God, yeah.
Nothing at all to worry about.
I hate those.
Captain Spam says, okay, fine, enough about the Nemesis quest. How about Heartbreaker's Hotel? 2 weeks. Lickal Correr says, would it be possible to condense all of the usable self or others items down to a single menu/page/thing? Maybe something similar to the buffs part of the skills pane? Would probably be a lot simpler than having a right-click menu slot for every one of those, whatever. However he finished that sentence. Isn't, like, a usable self or others, there isn't really one of those. Yeah, I don't really know how to handle that right-click menu thing, because back when there were only a couple curse items, we were able to indulge people and say, sure, we can put this curse item in this menu for you. But I don't really want... I mean, I guess if we put in an option... We could put in a set of options that just built itself based on the items being curse items. And then it would automatically update whenever we added a new curse item.
Right.
And it's funny that they're curse items, because they were conceived as something that players would do to hurt each other.
Yeah.
But then all of the players were like, my wine is full of piss and moan.
People don't like to be assaulted without first giving permission for the assault to ensue.
I guess, I don't understand that. I don't understand it. Because, like, I like, if I'm playing a game with somebody, I like them kicking my ass in a fun and interesting way. You know, I enjoy that.
Do you like them coming up behind you and slitting your throat and gutting you?
No.
Okay. So, I'm guessing that to some people, when, like, somebody lights their fake game house on fire, even though it doesn't actually do anything.
Right.
It makes them sad in the same way.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Yeah. I could see if they actually were somehow interfering with your ability to have fun, but, you know.
Well, but the idea of somebody lighting your house on fire interferes with their ability to have fun.
Oh, right. Like having to look at the name of someone that you have on your ignore list.
Exactly. Exactly.
I shouldn't make fun of these people because I'm sure they give us money.
Well, you know.
You know what? I should make fun of people. I should make fun of those people.
You should make fun of everybody.
Stop being so sensitive and Jewish. You said I'd make fun of everybody, right?
So everybody's Jewish?
Well, no. So I just, if I have to make fun of everybody, I usually start with the Jews.
I see.
Then I usually stop right after that. I hate everyone, but I usually only get around to hating Jews out loud.
You're lazy.
It's true. Well, I am part black. Oh! See what I did there? What I should have said is part Mexican, because someone would actually believe that, and then instead of being racist, it would have just been, like, cute and self-deprecating. I guess it could be cute and racist. Am I old enough to be a cute racist yet?
No. You gotta be, like, 60 to
Your hair
to
has
that.
To be all gray. Yeah. Or gone.
I could dye it.
Yeah.
And lose some weight.
Yeah.
And then color my hair gray. Monster says, if you want a way to allow players to chat with people playing other games, you could always take a leaf out of Blizzard's book and do how they allowed Diablo 2/Warcraft/Starcraft players to chat by having everyone in the same chat channels, but something like @KOL at the end of the name to show what game they're playing.
That was how I had originally envisioned your sort of overall chat structure.
I kind of wanted to separate the channels per game.
Well, I feel like... Oh, what do you mean?
Oh, so trade, KOL, trade.
Yeah, it would be... You would see it if you were in a... You know, I don't exactly...
I feel like you could just have everything as it is now, and then a couple of general channels that you could be in multiple games. Like, you know, like, I don't feel like you should have people from other games in the channels that exist in KOL now. I guess that's what your people would kind of want, though.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know how that's going to work. Kevin B. says, the name for the Rock Band sticker is a little too long for the quantity to show up in the Bedazzle page. Huh. That's weird. I don't know why that wouldn't... I don't know why that would...
Yeah.
...stop at a certain width, because I can't imagine it's a fixed width thing. Then he says, can you get around to being able to dual-wield a staff and the sticker sword? Chef staff in the sticker store, I'm assuming you mean. You said you would do it, now is the perfect time. Yeah, it's on C.D. Moore's list of things to do. It's a little more complicated than that, so I'm not entirely sure when that'll happen, but...
It'll be soon.
NC Sorcerer says, now that I have one raffle content, I agree with all the raffle content. Yeah. See, he spent the cost of a Mr. Accessory on the raffle.
Who did?
NC Sorcerer.
Oh, okay.
Just in case anybody minds me telling how many tickets he bought. I guess I should have thought that's not really public knowledge.
Yeah.
Right? maybe that was a violation of privacy.
Yeah.
Anyway, Oatgan says, if McCain wins, will you do the reset? Yep. That's what I was going to do. Apocalypse Throb says, if you have the monster bait on when the chums imprison you, it should turn into jail bait. Okay, not really, but whatever. Yeah, I could have Scully write the description for that. I really can't make fun of him. There's less of an age difference between him and his wife than there is between me and mine.
Yeah.
She was younger when they got together, though.
Fine.
Noah Namk says, I miss Fuzzle Faggot Ridge. I miss video games.
I miss your mom.
Yeah. Larry Boy says, the corroded weapon effect from the Acid Bob lasts 6 adventures instead of the 5 it tells me I get. I guess some stuff we probably have giving...
Extra, because it was decremented before or something?
Yeah. So it'll say you get 5, but then it'll last for that turn and 5 more turns, which I think was the behavior that I kind of
felt was reasonable, but I think maybe right. when we do it, when we started adding a lot more debuffs, we started doing it like three turns meant you had it for this fight and two more. Tom Bill says, you said that we are, if we adventure in the sea, slowly going through the boot quest. Does this advancement reset upon ascension? Not in the way that you think. It's not... Some of it we haven't decided. Some of it we haven't decided how we want the state of things to be. It'd be weird if underwater all the people you find suddenly knew you when the whole joke is that only the Toot Oriole knows you.
Right.
You know. Because he's actually like the Eriloo, and he exists outside of space and time. That was the concept, at least. Also, he can teleport and shoot annoying yellow lasers. And the Oars don't like him because he's a fast baby. What else do I know about the Eriloo? They're very interested in human destiny. They live in quasi-space. What's the name of their planet?
I forget, actually.
Yeah. We have a cat named after them. So now I have to get another cat and name it Toot Oriole.
Right.
And wife, if you're listening...
No.
Temporary Man says, any chance of a slash use all? I forgot how many goblin eye drops I have stockpiled or how many large boxes I've collected if I don't use them immediately. I think if you just do slash use 999, it'll use however many you have if you specify more.
Yeah, there was somebody was saying that that's not true of certain objects, but I don't remember what.
That's weird. Temporary Man pointed out that he can't drink a black and tan because of the ampersand, which I believe C.D. Moyer fixed that.
Yeah.
ChefBob27 says, why can't the Hobo Marketplace be an actual place you can visit, like the market in Seaside Town? No fair. Oh, wait, no, that was a... Sorry. No fair. How come you guys are raffling one-of-a-kind familiar and Grimmside hammer plans? There's no way I'd win that. It's always the rich people like Sir Sinam that win. You know, not everybody has to have everything. Since the United States became so socialist, I decided that it was time for the Kingdom of Loathing to become a lot more of a... sort of a plutocracy.
It's also kind of weird to call them one at a time when we're giving them out multiples. Five a day. Yeah, for at least a year. There's going to be a lot of those things floating around, don't worry.
Thanks, Riff. You just totally stepped all over Hot Stuff's fun.
Oh, did I?
Okay. I was going to specifically not talk about the Raffle House at all.
He likes the chaos of speculation, and
because I feel like people should not know in advance what's going on.
Oh well, we could always go back in time and punch Riff's mother in the stomach while she's pregnant.
Oh no, I'm going all transparent.
Before that, you were just going all pear shaped. I don't. What could they have been talking about that the phrase "going all pear shaped" came out as just meaning the situation is getting fucked up?
I'm not sure.
The Earth is
somebody
pear-shaped.
Explained it to me once as like a woman that's getting fat gets pear shaped, but I'm not sure if that's
and that's
necessarily
when stuff, that's when you know things are really going downhill is when your woman gets fat.
Yeah, I guess. But yeah, I don't know if I buy
pears
that.
Bruise easily. I don't know. I'm totally speculating here.
But it's about the shape, I think. It's gone all pear shaped. Maybe some of the Brits will know. I feel like that's a British schism.
Yeah,
an Anglic coinage. Hot Stuff is so disappointed and sad.
It's okay.
Should have said something.
I know.
To him ahead of time, you know.
I said it.
Or I should have ignored the question about the Raffle House. Yeah. That would have been another way around it. Yeah. So see, we're both at fault. You can. What you do is you do that trick where you jump up in the air and kick two dudes in the nuts at the same time.
My camera spins around me while my feet are just.
Yeah, I was reading about the CNN hologram technology, and apparently they were the people who were doing it. Initially, we're doing it as a system for being able to rotate around paused action in sports instant replays, which is kind of interesting, actually. I could see there being some interest.
There is utility there, sure.
Is there? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I thought you were saying you'd seen that.
No. That'd be a lot of utility there.
Hmm.
Teledrin says, Jake, I really like the new tome, but it does feel a bit more like a stick I hold to cast new buffs rather than a customizable weapon. I was wondering, how about some permanent stickers out as semi-rares, boss drops, or some other method? Powerful temporary stickers, but there'd be more content for others that would be available to everyone. Make the cardboard weapon useful for something other than running the sticker buffs, and they could be balanced for the level you can get them at. Tome owners would have the same advantage of running the... You could do it in Q1. I don't know what he was going to say there. You know, I think that I'm pretty much okay with the stickers being just part of the sticker tome.
Yeah, I feel like that would be a weird precedent. Like, why weren't people asking for snow cones to drop from...
Yeah, like different, you know, brown snow cones or whatever. I mean, I guess they're yellow snow cones. Lork says, regarding the sticker sword scaling, a tactical decision about when to do X during your run seems like it could be fun, but the sticker sword doesn't seem like a fun place to put it. Don't get the wrong idea, though. Other than the unnecessary annoyance of the sword power, the sticker tome is sweet with a capital SWEE. A lot of people are hung up on that, and I think that a lot of people are hung up on that because that's the only thing about the sticker tome that isn't super awesome.
Yeah.
Right? It's like the only concession that we made... One of the only concessions that we made to balancing the just supreme overpoweredness of the item. And, you know, we're probably going to change it such that you don't get the sword until you use the sticker. So you can summon them and not use them until you've leveled up if you want. Because that seems to be something that people feel would still preserve the choice. Chaotic Galen says, how about you add an auto-attack slot to the combat action bar? It could show you and allow you to change your current auto-attack without having to go to the account menu. That should be an auto-attack slot. Damn you, grammar. Damn you to hell. Yeah. I hate it when I read people's corrections without really thinking about it when I've already corrected them in real time.
Xenophobe had people asked for that, and Xenophobe had said that there's just no room to put new buttons and stuff on there.
Well, I mean, we could repurpose one of the buttons on the far right as the auto attack.
I guess, but I mean, he designed it to take up the full width of like a 640 by 40 window or whatever.
Are we still designing for 640 by 480?
Or 800 by 600 or something? Like
I could see doing it for 800 by 600, because I think that in general, 800 by 600 is the new 640 by 480.
Yeah.
Which is also the new Thursday.
And the new black.
Yeah.
Let's see. Bingo Hostage says, you could sink more meat if the only thing you could do while you were in the chum cage was play the MMG. Yeah,
that's terrible.
Kevin B. says, just make any don't cost 30 meat, so it'll be at the top of Doc's list. Or put it in a separate list. I don't think 10 meat will be game-breaking. Yeah, I'm sure I could figure out a way to do that. Dragon Mordenlab says, if I have the wet stun nut stew the first time I talk to Mr. Alarm, he should take it then like the gnome in the desert with the can of black paint. There was a reason that I didn't do that.
Like when you changed it to so you could
Make the... Yeah, okay, here's the reason. I remember what it was. Here's my thought process. When you go there, you find him the first time you adventure. And he tells you, come back with the wet stun nut stew. And then you have to get the non-combat. Right? I want you to find him the first time you go there, but all it's doing is shaving turns off a run if we make it so you don't have to actually wait to get a non-combat.
Right.
I would be okay with replacing it with the same text of the adventure, but you say, but hey, I've already got what, but he walks off. Right? If you have it. But I don't want to change that because it's not just a cosmetic change. I guess it's not really just cosmetic knowing to get the black paint ahead of time. You are skipping a non-combat.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
But you could have had, I mean, yeah.
I really don't know. I don't like the idea of changing it because all it's doing is shaving turns off the run. Gecko25 says, Jick, about Fallout 3, how would you describe the game and how you play it, and do you use the VAT system at all? You have a good sense about what's fun and not fun in a game. I don't know that I have a good sense. I think I have a very specific sense that some people might agree with, but Fallout 3, I would describe it as fucking awesome.
Did you...
The way I play it, I would describe as fucking gleefully.
There was an article I read about it that that was basically saying the same thing, that it's awesome, but that, it, like all Bethesda games, it has the problem that they're just unable to make human characters that you give a crap about. Like, there was the only game that this guy had ever seen that sucked all the fun, that could possibly suck all the fun out of a out of a post-apocalyptic prostitute. Because, like, every other game that's had prostitutes, like God of War, it, like, zoomed in on a table lamp and gave you a rhythm game to play. And in the Fallout 2, it had, like, this long, elaborate discussion tree of stuff you could talk to this prostitute about. But in the one in Fallout 3, all it does is she paths to a bed and lies down, yeah. And you can lie down next to her, and then you wake up in the morning and she leaves,
yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah. I mean, I would argue that what they've done is not made fucking a prostitute less fun, but just made a game where you can't fuck a prostitute, which there are lots of games where you can't fuck a prostitute.
Well, it's just in the general sense that Bethesda can't really write human characters, that they just see them as orcs that you have to write a discussion tree
for. I have not found that to be the case. Like, there are in the intro to Fallout 3, there are a couple of, you know, they're basically setting it up so that you need to, the whole main quest is you go find your dad who left the vault, and they make you like your dad.
Okay.
You know, I mean, he's human. I think he...
I had that question for you. Is the main quest on a timer, the way the first two Fallouts were?
It does not seem to be.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, that's one of the things where they, you know, there are player mods that get rid of that timer because it was just... I feel like it was just kind of a bad... I really felt like that was a bad aspect of the design of Star Control 2.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Like,
what aspect of it?
The game being on a timer, basically.
There was a timer.
Well, yeah. there was initially a timer because if you didn't find the Slylandro, eventually you were just fucked because the probes were everywhere.
Yeah.
Right? The self-replicating probes would eventually reach a critical mass where you could not get to the Slylandro anymore.
Huh.
I guess
there was a really long time at which they would expand their spheres of influence and just destroy everything.
Yeah, I feel like the Korra were eventually...
That's a long
were eventually
time.
Everywhere.
You had to catch various factions before they destroyed other factions and stuff,
but
didn't you?
But you didn't have to. The point was that there were multiple paths
through.
Well,
okay, yeah, that's true.
You know, you could let factions kill each other or, like, instigate wars and just not worry about them, and then eventually they'd just disappear.
Yeah, but games where there's... where stuff is happening in real time...
It really damages the sandbox aspect of the game if you are missing stuff by playing in the sandbox.
Exactly.
I don't feel that that's going on here. Like, basically,
Star Control 2 wasn't enough of a sandbox to...
That's kind of true, I guess.
You know, I mean, there were so many clear...
It was really more of a really, really long adventure game than it was an open-world exploration game. Fallout 3, I played the main quest till the point where it got hard and I started running out of ammo. So I was like, well, I'm just going to wander around, try and get all the map points that I can get. Like, just explore. You know, you'll basically see, like, a little flag on your compass will pop up saying, there is a point of interest that you have not been to in this direction. And it's pretty... I don't think that there are any that are out of reach of any other. So you can eventually... I feel like it's possible to find them all, right? There's never a point where you have to just wander for a long time without having any indication of what direction you should go to see something interesting. That's what I've been doing for, like, the last 6 or 8 hours that I've been playing it. And, like, sort of figuring out and learning how to fight without using a lot of ammo, and so collecting just a fuck ton of ammo so that when I go back to the main quest, I don't have to be really careful and tactical about, like, fighting my way through rooms full of dudes. And so I got to a point where the enemies were really hard, and it was just taking more... So the way the VAT system works, the Vault-Tec Assisted Targeting System, or whatever, it pauses the action. You have a certain number of action points. You pause, you can aim attacks at specific parts of the bodies of enemies that you can see. Certain things make them, you know, it tries to take cover into account, like if they're facing away from you and you can only see part of their head, it's much harder to hit them in the head, that kind of thing. You get a readout of your odds of hitting that particular part of their body,
and then you get an estimate of how much damage it's going to do if you hit it. So you basically have enough action points to do to fire three or four shots. You set up what you want to shoot at, and you can move from enemy to enemy. Then it slows down time. They don't attack you very much, but you get all the shots on them. And then it takes a while in real time for your action points to come back. So you do have to spend some time, like, running behind cover, going around corners to wait for them to come after you. I feel like a lot of the strategy involves exploiting weaknesses in the AI pathing, which is a little frustrating, but it's also, you know, I guess you could just say that they were being careful rather than being stupid and justify it narratively. It is incredible. Like, the sheer number of things that you find that are just there for you to discover. Like, I made it to the point of interest at one far corner of the map, and it's an office building called the Dunwich Building. And it's like super dark, super scary, full of these zombies. As you're going through it, you're finding these audio tapes that this guy recorded as he was, like, following his father across the wasteland looking for the book. Eventually, the guy degenerates into, like, you know, the last journal entry is like, I've found a sharp knife, good for making the sacrifices at the Deep Temple. You find your way into these tunnels underneath the building, and it turns out that when they were digging the foundation for the building, they uncovered this, like, Cthulhu obelisk that caused all of the zombies in the area to become these Lovecraft cultists. It's fucking cool.
That is awesome.
And you find and kill the guy. It turns out his knife is a gun, which is made it a little harder than one might expect. But yeah, but you know what? I didn't find the book. I didn't find his father's corpse anywhere or anything. There might have been more to it that I didn't find, but still, not part of any quest. Not you're never directed there. It's just if you happen to explore this far corner of the map. See, like, I cared about that guy. The audio recordings, I feel like it's a lot easier in a series of audio recordings to make you care about a character than it is watching a sort of creepy-looking...
creepy puppet head.
Yeah. Like, it looks... The people in Fallout 3 look a lot better than the people in Oblivion. They're not nearly as samey between them. There's a little bit of that. It's the character customization might as well not be there. Like, you can choose whether you're Asian or Hispanic and whatever, and I'm like, you know. But it is just these tiny, tiny variations in facial structure.
It doesn't have any impact on the story at all?
No. Well, if you're Mexican, you have to find a bed in the middle of every afternoon. Yeah. If you're Asian, you're much better at math. But every time you try to drive a car, it just explodes. To answer those questions, I do use VATS because you basically can't play without it. If you just shoot first-person shooter style, I would say your weapons probably do about a third the damage that they do if you actually have a targeted shot. Plus, you don't get to... If you're just shooting at people without using VATS, you don't get to watch the, like, slow motion firing a coffee cup at someone's head and knocking it off in a splatter of brains and eyeballs.
Like the railroad spike gun that takes the guy's head off and nails it to the wall behind them.
I've not actually gotten the railroad spike gun yet. I haven't found any.
Railroad spikes in your...
No, you can't use... So, yeah, you can buy fairly expensively and fairly early on, you can buy a gun that just shoots garbage, basically. So, like, I've been going around killing everything that I kill by shooting coffee cups and pool balls.
Awesome!
I found, like, a break room in, like, the Coca-Cola, in the Nuka-Cola factory or whatever, had a couple of pool tables covered with pool balls.
That's
and then you
awesome.
Also find, like, you can shoot, like, tin cans and stuff, so the coffee cups is just the awesome. I just love the slow motion knocking dudes' heads off with coffee cups. So it's also, I feel like everybody, before the war, everybody in this world had to drink 10 or 12 cups of coffee at the same time. In any situation where you could imagine going into a building and there being a coffee cup there, there are like 12 coffee cups. And they never have anything written on them. I could see having all these coffee cups if you'd gotten them for free, you know, at a conference.
Yeah, world's greatest grandpa.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be awesome if you could take someone's head off with a world's best grandpa mug. Yeah.
I have to say, the one semi-disappointing thing is I sort of wish that there were more little quests that I had found. I've only unlocked maybe 5 quests in the entire thing, and they're all pretty sprawling.
Huh. I thought you said there were, like, a couple just sort of one-off things at some of the places.
Yeah, there are things that are not really quests. There's a guy who works for this sort of outcast segment of the kind of military organization that will trade you ammo or healing items for any, like, high technology stuff that you find. So if you kill a robot, you can take some of the robot parts in. If you find, like, energy weapons, or if you can take him, like, the power armor from if the other people in the normal military get killed. You're just allowed to loot their dead, and that doesn't piss them off. Really heavy, though. I find myself stuck by the encumbrance limits a lot. That's the disadvantage of the gun that shoots garbage, is that normal ammo doesn't weigh anything, but every coffee cup weighs 1 unit of weight.
Right.
And you have a limited encumbrance. But, you know, it is like Oblivion in that there are just millions of things to pick up. So if you didn't have inventory limits, you would be walking around with just thousands of dinner plates and you know, shot glasses and empty whiskey bottles and...
It'd be like asymmetric offices.
It'd be kind of like me in real life, you know, just constantly.
You should pick a place to go back to and take all those to and just build, like, Mount Shot Glass and...
I bet that would work. I bet it would actually store those
things.
Is
it stateful with all the trash?
I don't actually know. I should... There is a robot in the house that you have. It comes with a robot, which probably... It's a robot that cleans up after you, which explains why it loses the junk state when you go into a room like that. I don't know. I mean, I've gone back into the gas station where I found a bunch of coffee cups, and there weren't any more coffee cups there, so I don't know.
I could imagine it recording if you take them away, but, like, if you just change their arrangement or something, I'm not...
They're definitely, like, if you put something in a container, it stores the state of that. There's a locker in the house that you can store, like, an infinite number of things in.
Huh.
It seems like an infinite number of things. It doesn't say that it has an encumbrance limit. Anyway, I would heartily recommend it. Shitty thing is I have to play it on low quality. My machine, which was a pretty state-of-the-art gaming machine like 8 or 9 months ago when I bought it, is already... I have to play it on the lowest possible settings to get anything like a non-nauseating frame rate. Part of it is the, like, extra high-res monitor. I feel like that just makes it harder. Makes it so the hardware has to be better to get the same effect as if it was a smaller monitor.
You could run it in 800 by 600.
No. I mean, I guess that's theoretically sort of not true by the time you're doing, like, 8x anti-aliasing. I guess I could run it on a smaller screen size, but then it would... I don't know. It still looks really good on low detail. There's a lot of texture. What I don't like is there's a lot of, like, object pop. The range at which the mobs can shoot you is further away than the draw distance.
Oh, that's not good.
For them. Yeah, so it's pretty frustrating. Fighting out in the open. But you're kind of fucked if you're fighting out in the open anyway. It's sort of a nice thing. Like, it is very atmospheric and scary. You feel this sense of, like, sort of desperation moving around. You definitely do not feel like a badass that's just walking around shooting everything. Anyway, Play Havoc says, presumably of the original, of these familiars, can you please tell us why it was put in the Raffle House, if it will make more of itself via Robo-Goose Egg type deal, and what other content to expect? Nope. I can tell you that you shouldn't be mad about hard-to-get familiars, you know?
And this has never been a game for completionists.
And we've said that.
We've been very open about that.
And people just, they really get their panties in a twist about familiars for whatever reason.
Well, I think that's just because familiars was the last one that it was possible.
I mean, it's because it's possible for everybody to get a fucking hand turkey.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. These are not going to be as expensive as hand turkeys, no matter what happens.
Yeah.
I don't know why those familiars just don't, they're not on people's radar when they think about... I mean, I guess the fact that they're in the mall means that there is some chance that maybe someday you will get them. Same deal with these. The Tristero says, why can't Spaghetti Spear and Salsa Ball be permed? You know, that's a good question. I guess they don't necessarily need to be unpermable. Not any
Well, then why can't pickpocketing be permed?
Well, pickpocketing's not a skill.
Okay.
It's a class intrinsic. I could see if it was a different button.
Okay. It's just, I mean...
It's like Moxious Maneuver, I suppose.
Everything is kind of arbitrarily defined, though, right? You know?
I guess that's true. NC Sorcerer says, no stickers for HP/MP regen? No, and no familiar ones, because we wanted to preserve some amount of lack of overlap between the stickers and the snow cones. Kevin B. says, can the wrestler sticker have a drywall axe type enchantment, say, +3 and +8% to all stats, make a great deal of difference to low-level players? I mean, I could see adding a +3 to all stats to it, in addition to the +10%. Because, I mean, it makes it, you know, somewhat useful on day one. Right? But I can also see leaving it the way that it is, because it's plenty powerful. Raijin Ely says, so the Pickle Factory will probably appear on the day that we least expect it, but at least once in the next 5 years. So it can't be exactly 5 years, because we'd expect it the day before. Right. And reverse inductively, it can't appear on any of the other days before that, so we can logically conclude that it will not appear, thus creating a contradiction. Yeah. Basically, somebody proposed this theory in the forums that every time somebody mentions the Pickle Factory, we reset the date at which the Pickle Factory is coming in. I'm going to confirm that suspicion. Not because it's real, but because I think it'd be funny if we started doing that.
We could keep a counter in the office, like, days since last accident, and next to it, days to pick a factory unless someone mentions it.
Right.
And we'll start counting. We'll just flip them over every day.
We reset it to 1,000 every time somebody mentions it. Annie Pasta says, how about rounding mall prices to the nearest 0.5% so the price undercuts on high-value items mean something? One meat undercutting on a 100K item isn't the free market in action. It's just lame win-the-sale trick that annoys everybody. I don't know, man. I feel like it was a dick move on the Price is Right to be like $201, but I wouldn't want to watch it if there was a rule that prohibited you from doing that. You know, I mean, it kind of is the free market in action. I think you're wrong about that not being.
It's way more of a real free market than the real world, you know, because you kind of have perfect knowledge and no barriers to entry and exactly like. Identical sets of goods, like it's
perfect knowledge about everything that's for sale. Like,
yeah, it is a perfect market. Yeah. So sorry.
Yeah, sorry. It's perfect, so you can't complain about it. If you complain about something that's perfect, that means you're stupid. Follows. Lork says, just realized that if you click on another player's scratch and sniff weapon, it shows what enchantments their weapon has. Marvelous. Was that a pain to code? No, it was easy. I said, CD Moyer, make it work like this.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a bug with that at the moment.
Yeah, their weapon always shows up as 100 power. That was that
it shows up as your power.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Fine. Gecko25 says, when I do a search to only show cheapest for mushroom, not all mushroom items are displayed. Help. I think it limits that to a certain number of items. And
10.
10?
Yeah.
There are just more items that have the word mushroom in them. Really want to change the mall search. I'm a little worried that it would create some angst, though.
If you don't remove or reduce the functionality that's possible now.
Well,
you would be reducing it.
I would be reducing it, yeah. If to do it the way that I wanted to, it would reduce it. And it would reduce it in a way that made it so all the fucking 999998 shit probably wouldn't ever show up on anybody's search results. And that's just fine.
Yeah.
Or if it only showed up when they were searching for that specific item and only if there were less than 100 items in the mall
right.
that had that. Shemrogor says, I heard that if you soak a tampon in beer and shove it up your ass, you get drunk faster. Makes sense, because instead of having to travel through your stomach before hitting the bloodstream, you absorb it through your intestines. Yeah. I think the kind of people who
want to get drunk as fast as possible, so they inject ethanol straight into their veins, or give themselves vodka enemas, or soak tampons in beer and stick it up their ass.
And why beer?
Why would you do that with beer? Like, it's, hey, how can I get the least alcohol up my ass? I know. I'll soak a tampon in a wine cooler. Vermouth. Tampon soaked in vermouth, I guess, would be a little worse. Beckdog says, shouldn't there be some benefit for having the ultra-hydrated effect after rollover when you got falling down drunk? Perhaps like a plus 5% combat init for not being hungover? No, that doesn't really work. I always used to drink a giant glass of water. Like, when I first started drinking, I would always just pour myself a giant, like, you know, 32-ounce commemorative cup full of ice water.
Did you intend to use that cup?
Yeah. But then I would invariably end up pouring a bunch of vodka into it because I would get bored with just drinking water. And then people would make fun of me for drinking vodka and water, and I would just be like, you know, you can't really taste it. Like a shot of vodka.
When you first started drinking, like,
32 ounces of water.
Like, are you talking about the time in your life when you first started consuming liquids?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it was weird. I was raised on solid formula.
That's messed up.
Yeah. I always had to have a saline drip to keep me hydrated.
When really all you needed to do was soak a tampon in some water, stuff it up your ass.
That's true. I could have gotten away with not drinking at all. Istanbul says, my multis clannies were chatting today about NS11 versus NS13, and I mentioned that I felt like we'd done all there was to do with NS11. Do you agree? I don't know. There were probably still...
I mean, we could have done a lot of the stuff that we've done now in the NS11 context, right? Like...
Well, that we had, that they, the players, had done everything that there was to do with NS11. At the time, certainly, you had basically pulled off everything that you were going to pull off. Jondly did that stunt run that nobody paid attention to.
Which one?
He did a softcore run where he pulled a handful of ultimate wads and used them,
yeah,
and just made this fucking ridiculously good softcore run that would have been unassailable, and nobody, you know, people would have been, people... If that had stayed on the boards, I think people would have been as pissed about, you know, the introduction of the ultimate wad as they were about the Lucre Tome, right? Because you could conceivably, in the 200 days, you could have farmed enough meat to buy some ultra rares and pulverized them to make enough ultimate wads to pull off that stunt again, right? And once it had been done once, oh my god, we have to do that. We cannot play the game competitively without doing that now that we know that it's possible. NS11, we were constantly in a race between ourselves and the people who had done everything that they could do, basically. New strategies, I don't feel like, emerged naturally in a static environment. I feel like they emerged, by and large, in response to changes that we made,
yeah,
that had unanticipated speed consequences, or anticipated speed consequences. And, you know, it was... That race was much more of a factor in doing NS13 than the fact that everybody had done everything there was to do in NS13, because we just couldn't add content anymore. And, you know, people could argue, and they probably would argue, that a lot of the things that we could have done in NS11, everything that we have done since NS13... And it wouldn't have really sped up the game that much, but it's because it has taken us a long time to get past our sort of gun shyness about allowing runs to speed up again. And, well, I should say it is taking us a long time to get past that gun shyness. You know, Hobopolis would have been whatever. Wouldn't have really had any impact on Ascension. Although people are saying that there are people that suspect that there are some things in Hobopolis that could have an impact on Ascension runs.
Yeah. No, I mean, Dartha did the run where he actually used some of the food or whatever, right?
Mm. Disharthas says, shouldn't the Hobo Stogie double the damage from Moksha's maneuver? It's physical damage. Yeah, but it's not a regular attack. You know, theoretically, plus hot damage on a on your hat should add hot damage to Noxious Maneuver, but it doesn't because it's not a regular attack. Isenbul says, was it intentional for the stickers to cause you to suddenly get a weapon if you didn't have one? As it stands, that means that anyone with a few hundred meat can get the item of the month. People just think of... They think of the sword as the item of the month, yeah. Which is just weird.
The ability to summon the stickers is the item.
The sword is the punishment for using the potions that the item allows you to summon. And that's the... I mean, I guess because it's cool, because it's a cool idea, people think of that, hey, that's really cool, that must be what this thing is, you know?
Right.
So Rattlesnake says, you guys should try giving out free cake to everyone next and see if people still complain. Yeah. And then Cyber34 says, have you ever shown the public what the fabled spindlers look like? A screenshot or two, assuming they don't potentially compromise your security or something, would be nice. Yeah, I went ahead and posted a screenshot of the item spindler on the Twitter. I thought maybe people would be interested. The most excited people ever got about the Twitter was when we posted pictures of the servers. So, you know, seeing the item spindlers, that's a glimpse into what we do here. I'm sure people will complain about our methodology based on seeing it.
The layout's good.
It did not start out nearly as convoluted as it is now. It's just that so many features have been tacked onto it that it's really kind of a mess.
It responds. It changes a lot depending on what kind of thing one is spindling.
Yeah. I showed you one that would fit on one screen. I tried some tricks to take a screenshot of a Firefox window that was bigger than the screen, but I was just denied. Goddamn Windows interface trying to stop me from doing things you shouldn't be able to do. Let's see.
Oh, yeah, I wonder how people are doing with now that day two of the raffle has happened.
How they're doing.
Whether the people who got the new plans are logged in or not. Curious.
Man, I'm reading through these. Whoa, Firestorm Zero writes, any clan updates in the works? Things like Clan War seem rather outdated and redundant in today's game environment. I don't know, I felt like Clan Warfare was still pretty vibrant and exciting. I'm being sarcastic about that. Sariniador says, hi, I was wondering if you guys had any thoughts on making the trophy display a little more easy on the eyes. At the moment, the only way to keep a neat display is to only show 10. Yeah, I don't know why
in players' profiles?
Yeah. I don't know why I'm so into that staggered 5-6, 5-6, 5-6, or 4-5, 4-5, 4-5, or whatever thing. You know what I ought to do? The trophy display case should just be a shelf. I drew graphics to actually put them on a shelf, right? And I worked on this for a long time. They don't all... I feel like I would have to edit the graphics of all of the trophies
to sit
on a shelf to have some. I mean, it wouldn't be that big of a deal to do it, I don't think, but it would be kind of nice if they looked like they were actually sitting on a wooden shelf in there. I didn't end up doing it.
Would the idea be that you would limit what people showed based on the length of the shelf?
Well, I don't know.
Or you just be able to have a single
long
shelf that went off 100 miles into the distance.
Well, I mean, it would have probably put 3 or 4 trophies on one shelf, and because I wouldn't feel as bad about them being arranged strangely, you know, like a shelf with 4 trophies on it, and then a shelf with 1 trophy all the way on the left. I don't feel like that would look like that big of a deal if it was actually on a picture of a shelf, right? It's just that there are so many fucking trophies.
Yeah, it's kind of people who have a lot of them and display them all. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's that, you know. 90% of the space taken up on their profile is their stack of trophies. We could do the shelf, and we could just make it the size of every trophy, and every trophy had a fixed location. So you'd be able to see the gaps, trophies that you didn't have.
That's mean.
Yeah. I wouldn't actually do that. Weird Al Yankovic says, can we get a yes we can button, maybe with the intrinsic Obama effect? What would the intrinsic Obama effect do? It would make people who played other online games suddenly like you more.
Firestorm Zero says, I read an old forum post the other day that suggested turning the poker room into a place where players can play each other for meat. Has anything like this ever been considered? We had talked about making some, like, card games that, that people could actually play against each other. We should do Texas Hold'em in the casino. Because what the world needs is more avenues for playing Texas Hold'em.
Yeah.
We could have a channel where it announced the outcomes of every game of Texas Hold'em. Then we could do, like, Celebrity Texas Hold'em, where Cory Doctorow and James Tiberius Kirk and and Maya Bialik could play Texas Hold'em. And, yeah. Dynamo says, ozone trophy for using too much hairspray? We were just talking about this today, because I was hassling Hot Stuff about his using aerosol deodorant, and then he says that they stopped making aerosol deodorant in the 60s. And I was like, you're retarded.
I also didn't say that, so...
Yeah, I know. Oh, man. Durdrum says, it would be really helpful in trade if the sword behind prepositions was limited so that it never replaced under or below with over or above, and vice versa. No, no, no. I think that instead of helpful, what that would be is significantly less awesome.
This is a good point. Old One says, can we get a mark in our quest log if we perma-unlock Bad Moon? I feel like that's a big enough accomplishment. I also agree with you and say that that is a big enough accomplishment. I'm surprised that isn't in there. I feel like we forget to update that list a lot.
Yeah, we really do. Toefungus says, the new/drink command doesn't recognize the dusty bottles of Zinfandel in my inventory. Could Jick, etc. address this? Send a bug report if you find something like that doesn't work. I don't have any idea why that wouldn't be working.
Is it because... are they always the same name?
Yeah, they are.
Because there's a bunch of weirdness associated with those bottles, as I recall.
Yeah, there is. Tatter says, damn, Gina, you so agile. I mean, damn, Jick, you so good at making meat sinks at the raffle. You just love to see us piss away meat on stuff, don't you? Yes, I do.
It's cool stuff. I mean...
It is good stuff. It makes the economy healthier, too.
Yeah, it really does.
You think that we don't? You think that we're not using any invisible hands?
I'm feeling the economy right up.
Yeah, yeah. Hot Stuff has his hands so far up the economy's ass that he can feel its tonsils. Glebe says, "Why doesn't /use work on Wangs or Hedge Mage puzzles? Hedge Maze puzzles? Hedge Mage." A hedge mage is who you go to in Warhammer to learn the talisman crafting.
Oh, really?
A hedge wizard. I had never heard that phrase before.
Hedge wizard. That's like a standard fantasy novel term for like the wizard who is not like a Gandalf dude, but the guy who lives in the shack in the woods and sells you medicines and stuff.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know. I had never heard it until that when we were playing Magic at Gen Con.
Hold on asks how much thought we have had about making another game from Asymmetric. And I think the answer is a lot of thought.
Yeah, a lot of thought. And there's been some work. A significant amount of thought and kind of feeling around design work, and at this point, it's getting to the point where some actual work is getting done on another project. I don't want to talk too much about it. Lee Popsicle 1 says, were the last two items of the month released with the intent for them to be used together to create a more custom familiar? Well, the last three items of the month have kind of been conceived of in synergistic terms, right? Like the we knew when we released the katana that you would eventually be able to use three of them at once, and we balanced them with that in mind. It's not an accident, I don't think, that this thing came out, relied on a one-handed weapon in order to work, and came out on the heels of the disembodied hand. I mean, it's just... I feel like in a lot of cases, the item of the month is just whatever random thing we happen to think of because we're struggling for ideas. But we've been putting a lot more thought into items of the month ahead of time these days. You know, we basically had the last half of the year planned out. And so I feel like when we do that, when we actually spend some time thinking about stuff, we're going to end up making things that work together or at least related. Or at the very least, we've got the other ones in our head when we're thinking about them, and we accidentally end up creating situations where there are things that work together. Asshat says, why don't you have a link to your store during rollover? People keep asking that, and people keep telling me, even people who work here say, you should totally do that, and I'm like, no, it's sleazy to go, but it's going to be a sloppy ass.
There was no handoff. Normally we try to have no dead air on the radio station. Dead air.
Ha ha. Hey, sorry everybody. Now the buzz is back because the power is back. Turns out what happens when the battery dies on my laptop is that it just goes into hibernation mode without any warning. I'm going to go ahead and hand you off to Fusiliban. Sorry about that. What a fucked up show. What a fucked up, terrible show from beginning to end.
Yeah. I feel bad.
I guess that middle part was...
We were all psyched because we got, like, the... we're going to elect a new broadcasting software system, and then everything will be good from then on out.
All right. Good night, everybody. I'm going to hand you off to Fusiliban.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
See you Monday.
Good night.